I can't believe, too, that Thanksgiving is right around the corner, too.
I know. It has come up and bit us right in the booty.
Well, we have a lot going on. You know, speaking of that, too, we have, of course, you know, Thanksgiving's approaching. We've got Strong State coming up. We've got some good events coming up this weekend, too. So there's plenty to go around if people want to get involved and do something and get out of their houses just a little bit and still play it safe. So,
yeah.
So if you want, we can talk about, let's go ahead and talk about Strong State, because that is also this weekend in a way, because of course the event kicks off on the 28th. However, if you want to volunteer, that's happening Friday and Saturday. Of course, we're going through safety measures and temperature check and sanitation stations and all that good stuff. So strongstate.com is where you can go to get more information. There's a volunteer tab happening on the Sky Bar. Just click on that. You can see how you can be involved this weekend.
Very good.
Yeah, so that's going on. And then we also have on our list on our Go Guide this week that we sent out. It's the third annual Fred and Blee Turkey Drive. This is going on tomorrow, 4 to 7 at the Mohair Stank Center. What I love about Fred and Blee is that he never forgets where he came from, his hometown, his roots. And so he and his family are giving away 700 turkey dinners to families in the Rockets community at a first-come, first-served basis, which is fantastic.
Wow, that's a lot of turkey dinners.
Isn't it? 700? So way to go to them for their efforts on this, and thank you. And I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving and they enjoy their meal. So
now, I know he loves Rockford. So, I mean, are these turkeys that he found in Rockford? I mean, are they, I see turkeys run across the street all the time. Are these ones that he just ran down in his car, or are these actual?
Oh, no, those, I like to think those are just little pets from the neighborhood. I always see those little turkeys. They're just fun to watch when, you know, sometimes when they go in the street, it's not so fun, and you have to wait for them to cross the street. But isn't there a joke about that? Wait for the.
It's a chicken. The chicken crossing the road. Yeah, it's about a chicken.
Okay, now the turkey. All right.
I can see where you get
that's
confused.
Going, yeah, exactly. So you know, I just think that Fred Van Vliet right there, that just goes to show his pride in the community, and one way that he can give back is by doing things like this, and so kudos to them.
Yeah. I like that.
So, yeah, so that's going on. And then a couple other events as well. We've got the free two-hour guided tours at Midway Village Museum. You're going to want to check in advance. Of course, you have to pre-register no matter what if you want to attend this event. I know they've had some really great attendance in the last few months, but just call in advance. I know new mitigation efforts are in place tomorrow, so that might impact this event. But you'll get a tour, a guided tour around the Outdoor Village, 1890s to 1910 is when the time place of all of this Rockford history took place. And so if you want some education, some fun, you can go ahead and do that. The times will vary depending on when you go on Saturday. So that's going on too.
Very good.
Yep. And there's plenty more. We have a lot of different, there's a lot of virtual events happening. There's a couple other outdoor events going on this weekend as well. I always recommend GoRockford.com as a place to go to find those on the calendar of events there. But also we have a resource page that we are continuously updating. So if you want to learn of any of the mitigation efforts, just go ahead and see how that might be impacting our local area businesses and organizations during this time.
Yeah, and that's important. I think a lot of people are looking for that information because it's so hard to keep track because every place has different things going on involving that.
Exactly, exactly. So definitely one way is that we're working closely with our partners to figure all that good stuff, all of the stuff out that they're doing to keep everyone safe and protected during this time. So definitely check it out if you can. And that's what's going on.
All right. Yeah. Everything Andrea just talked about, like she said, you can find it at GoRockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.